This is a startling statistic. One in every six Michigan children will go to bed hungry tonight. One in six Michigan children does not have enough to eat. We found that out with the Map of the Meal Gap 2019 report that comes from Feeding America. We want to talk more about this problem here in Michigan with the executive director of the Food Bank Council of Michigan, Dr. Phil Knight. Phil, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me today.
I appreciate you joining us. That is startling, isn't it? One in every six Michigan children doesn't have enough access to food.
Yeah, and you know, it really will make you think different about snow days. Because if that snow day happens on Friday or Monday, that's 3 or 4 days in a row that child doesn't have access to the right and the amount of food that they need.
It's amazing how much so many children rely on the free meals that they get at school, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's a tremendous program, and of course that's administered by our partners over at the Michigan Department of Education. Dr. Diane Gozinski and her team do a tremendous job of really helping try to feed the whole child the whole year. And we're coming alongside of them to help them reach that goal.
How did we get to this point? Why are there so many children and families? I mean, it's not just children, a lot of adults too, dealing with food insecurity in Michigan.
Yeah, so that's a great question. So what's 38 years ago, I think it was President Reagan, who said the best social program is a job. And during that time was right when food banking started in America. And so there was a direct correlation between being employed full time and being food secure for you and for your family. And unfortunately, over these last 38 to 40 years, there's become a disconnect between being employed and being able to provide all the food that your family needs. So there's a disconnect there, and we just haven't been able to keep up with the cost of raising a family and all that it takes to live in this great country.
What's the solution?
So I'm so happy you asked me that, because when I started with the Food Bank Council some 5 years ago, the overall food insecurity rate for the state was over 16%, and now we're hovering around 14%. So we've got it moving in the right direction, and there's a lot of us that are working in this, that as food banks, it's the safety net, it's government, it's private industry, it's concerned citizens. We're all have worked together to move this down 2 percentage points. So I feel really good about what we're doing. And now what's next, though, is to really begin to target populations that we know are struggling with food insecurity. So that might be in the healthcare system, people who are faced with chronic disease. We need to make sure that they have the right food and the right amount of food. Education, as you and I are talking about right now, one in six children. And then finally, in the workforce retention area, where maybe there are companies that pay more on the lower end of wage, we want to make sure that those employees have the right amount of food in their homes for them and for their families.
I think for a lot of families, it comes down to making difficult decisions. We could either get groceries, we can get medicine, we can make a car payment, but we can't do everything.
Right. So we know that a food insecure individual in Michigan misses on average of 3.5 meals per week. The problem with that statistic is that it doesn't average. It bunches up at the end of the month. And so that's when the trade-offs that you're talking about, well, I got enough money to pay this, but I don't have enough money to pay everything. So people end up with a little bit more month than they do money, and that's when it's time for us to come alongside of them and help them to make sure we can relieve that toxic stress that food.
Phil? I think we just lost Phil. The call dropped out. Hopefully he is able to call back, but it's a huge problem, and feedingamerica.org, in fact, you just heard one of their announcements a moment ago. I think that's probably Phil calling back. Phil, is that you again?
Yep, that's me.
All right,
sorry.
I don't know what happened there. But anyway, we're just talking about what happens when there's more month than there is money. We lost him again. Try one more time here. There we go. We'll try one more time.
Right.
Okay. So what happens when we run out of money before the month is through? And that's really one of the things that leads to food insecurity, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's when folks struggling with those trade-offs that we're talking about. And so, you know, there's the ways that we should have policies that we could address that would help us reach the goal of food insecurity rather than working counterintuitive to that.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, we have, by federal regulation, there must be an asset test before someone can be determined if they're eligible for any benefits or not. So what we have traditionally done is make someone who's entered into a hardship in life, and, you know, maybe they had a life upset, a divorce, or lost a job, or a parent had to move home with them, where most of us are able to survive those upsets, folks who are right on the fringe, they don't have quite that ability to do that. So we would make them spend all of their savings, all of their assets down to virtually zero before we would come alongside of them in order to help them. And thankfully, a new DHHS director, Gordon, is addressing that and is working to change that policy so we could intervene for people sooner before they lost everything.
Where can people find out more about the Food Bank Council of Michigan, Phil?
It's at fbcmich.org, and we can direct you to any of the food banks that are serving in your area. We have 7 Feeding America food banks. They serve all 83 counties in Michigan, and we do that through a network of some 3,000 different pantries.
Wow, that's amazing. So there is help available. There is a network out there to help those
Absolutely.
That don't have
we
enough.
We want to come alongside of people, and people are coming alongside of us. I mean, education, health care, the business community, everybody wins when this problem gets solved.
No doubt about it. Phil, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much for talking about this.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right. Take care. Bye now.
Bye-bye.